We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting Lamed Ches Amud Aleph by the first wide line, Gufa. First wide line on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, two-thirds of the way down the Amud. Gufa. Amud Rabba Rachana Rav Yechanon, Hai Oivet Chavim Decharach Reisha, Shari Lamech Lamedah Film Reish Unei. There's a guy who is burning the hair off the head of Geshachtana Behema. You're allowed to eat from the oizen, even though the oizen, the ear, is very soft and it gets cooked very easily. And it came out that the guy cooked the ear. You're allowed to eat it. It's not a problem. B'sha'akam. What's the reason? The reason is because he's not trying to cook it. He's trying to take the hair off. And therefore, it's not mechavim v'bishol. There's no problem. B'sha'akam. Omra vina hilkach hai oivet chavim d'shado sichsa la'atuna. There's a guy who threw a little sichsa, which is like a twig, a peg, a little piece of wood, into the oven in order to dry it out. And he didn't light the oven yet. He threw it into the oven. He's planning on turning on the oven to soften or dry out that piece of wood. But kava ba Yisrael kara, and a yid came and put a gourd in there before he lit the fire. Shapadami. Then the guy lights the fire for this sichsa, for this piece of wood. It's mutter. Why? Because he's not trying to cook the yid's a gourd. So Rapshita is posh. He's not trying to cook your gourd. The mice is trying to cook. And if he was trying to cook, that would be a problem. That he's just trying to soften the piece of wood, and that's not called bishul. Rashi says, Kamashmon, the ain't bishul bekelim. El shruy imana mechavin, lahakshus, to make it hard. As he said, it becomes soft, it becomes hard. And ain't dite la bishul. And Sharuri, Lashon Sharur V'Kayim, make it strong. He's trying to strengthen the piece of wood. He's not trying to cook it. So that's what the Gemara says, that if the Yid puts a gourd in and the guy did not realize, so then it's mutta. But the Rosh speaks out, if the guy sees you putting in that gourd and then he lights the fire, it's a problem because we're worried maybe he was mechavein for the gourd, for this squash as well, because he saw you putting it in. If he doesn't see you putting it in, he just lights the fire for his piece of wood, it's not called bishul, and therefore it's mutta. But if he sees the piece of wood in, it is a problem because maybe he's mechavein for that as well. Yisrael put something on the grill. He put a piece of meat on the grill. And the guy came and turned it over. The loch is, it's mut. It's not a problem for Shalakim. Shalakim is why? If without the guy turning it over, it would have cooked anyway. Pshita. So it's posh. It's not a chiddush that it's mutter to eat. It must be that if you would not have turned it over, would not have cooked, we needed the guy to cook. So why talk as a mutter? If you wouldn't have turned it over, it would have cooked in 2 hours. But now he quickened the bishul by kavashul v'chadashata. Maybe you think that's called the kir of bishul is something, and it's aser kamashul on. The kir of bishul is not enough. It's nothing. So that's the fact. That if you turn something over and make it cook quicker, the guy does it, it's not a problem with shakim. So zok the gemara kasha of amrav asi ram yechanon kol shuk meichel ben desoi ein bar mishum vesuli avachavim. He says anything that's meichel ben desoi is no problem of bishlakim, which means once it's cooked meichel ben desoi, so then it's no problem bishlakim. Ha ina meichel ben desoi. It sounds like before it's cooked meichel ben desoi. But if it's for Michael Asai, how any Michael can Michael Asai? Yes, by Mishum Bishalavim is Chavim. If it's not Michael by the Asai yet, it is a problem Bishak, which means like this. It sounds like that once the Yid cooked it past Michael by the Asai, which means one third, one half cooked, so then if the guy does something, it's no Bishakim. But if it didn't reach that level yet, and the guy comes and cooks it, it is a problem. So here, if the guy turned it over before it was Michael by the Asai, it should be a problem. So the Gemara, it's different. That case is different. Hashem going to Oisvei Besilta. The case that Rav Asher Yechon is talking about is that the Yid put on the fire. It did not cook like a Meichel ben Desoi yet. The Yid took it off, put it into the basket on the side. And the guy took it out of the basket and put it on the fire. So there, it was taken off the fire already. And the guy put it back on the fire and it wasn't cooked yet, so it's a problem with Shakim. Hashem going to Oisvei Besilta V'Shakim V'Chavim V'Asher Tanura. And that's what it's worse. Now, Shankin here, it never left the oven. He just turned it over on the oven. Never left the grill. It never left the grill. And therefore, it's not considered bishul akum because if the yid put it on and it stayed where the yid put it, and therefore it's still a bishul yisrael. The guy just quickened it. He just mixed it. That's fine. And we'll bring a riot to this. Tainam Achi, you learned the right same way. It says in the Brayta like this: when Yisrael basa gavi cholim, Yisrael could put basa on top of a grill. If a Yisrael put a basa on top of a grill, uvay v'chavim, and a guy came halfway and turned it over. Actually, Yova Yisrael was the Knesset as a medrash until the Yisrael came back. He wanted to help it cook. Bein chayish, not a problem because the Yisrael put it on the grill and it stayed there. Shefesis isha kadera agave kira. If a isha puts the kadera on top of the kira, uvasa v'chavim and a goita came umagisa on base now umagisa atche tove beis amerchus to beis knesses until she comes back from the beis amerchus to beis knesses. V'ne chashash na chashash. Why again? This is the aside that as long as it's a continuous bishul by the Yisrael, that even if the goy turned it over before reached meichab and the soy, it's not a problem because it's still on the fire. Mashenkin was taken off before meichab and the soy. It's not cooked yet. Then the goy finished the cooking. The halacha is, it is usher. That's the halacha, it's usher. Now, here it sound like who made the fire. So we'll see in a second about that. So the halacha is showing him, if Yisrael makes the fire, is that enough of a heter for the goy to cook? We'll have to see. But in this Gemara, Pashto Rimashma, that if the goy puts it on before Michael Vasoy, even though the Yisrael lit the fire, it still will be usher. Well, we'll speak about it in the next Gemara as we go along. The shayla is the opposite shayla first. Where a goy lit the fire, put a piece of meat on the grill, and the Yisrael turned it over. So the shaila is, what's the halacha here? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak kava chayma. Gom Rav Yad Rav Chavim is mutter, gom Rav Yad Yisrael, kol shekein. If the goy fishes it off, we said it's mutter, because you're just helping out quicker, gom Rav Yad Yisrael, kol shekein. If sure, gom Rav Yad Yisrael will be mutter, that's the Gemara says it should be mutter. Right? The obvious question is, it makes no sense. Because why gom Rav Yad Yisrael is mutter? You know why it's mutter? Because we say that it's considered the Yisrael's Maisa that he put on the fire, would have cooked, and that the guy made it quicker is nothing. So it's considered the Yisrael's cooking. So if it's the opposite case, where the guy put it on and the Yisrael turned it over, how could it be mutter? It should be awesome. It's a right that's awesome because you see, you go bust to the person who put it on first. That's what you look at. The guy put it on first. So what's going on? Why go Yisrael be mutter? So if right, the Ran asks this Kasha, and the Ran answers, he asked the Kasha, he's looked around like this. Really, because Ruvi Bishol really is something, he says. It really is something. The one who makes it go quicker is something. But he says that we still make it when it comes to Bishol Akam. So the Kavachayim is like this. Madach, when it finishes, which is more chasnas, because he finished it off, and he nena from the guy right away. Still, it's mutter, because of the kula of Bishol Akam. Kolshken Gomrei de Yisrael would definitely be considered a kula of Bishol Akam. So the halacha is, if the Yisrael finishes off a Bishol Akam, something is not completely cooked, and the Yisrael finishes it off, the halacha would be, it sounds like over here, the halacha would be that it's enough. Again, here is a normal chalekas Rishonim, if we was holding, was it past Meichel ben Nesoy or not, when he was Gomru, and the halacha lemaisa for Pshat over here. Itvanami, Om Rav Chanan V'yechron, V'amri Lom Rachab Rav Chanan V'yechron, Bein Cheniach Oyevut Chavim, Say if a guy puts it for Hafak Yisrael, and the Yisrael turns it over, Bein Cheniach Yisrael of Hafak V'chavim, both cases are mutter. Ve'ina also, it's only also, Asher Tichel also, Ve'gom Rav V'chavim. Has to be the beginning and the end of V'chavim. But if you have either a start off by Yisrael, or the end by Yisrael, the halach is, it will be mutter to eat. Om Ravina, Hilchasa Hay Rifta, the Shogar Oyvik V'chavim, there's a bread that the guy put into the fire, va'afa Yisrael, and the Yisrael was what baked it. His shogar means he lit the fire. The guy hilchasa high rift the shogar v'chavim. The guy lit the fire in the oven. Va'afa Yisrael, and the Yisrael put the bread into the oven. That's one case. Inami, the opposite case is shogar Yisrael. The Yisrael lit the fire. Va'afa v'chavim, and the guy baked it. Inami shogar v'chavim va'afa v'chavim. Vos Yisrael v'chata v'chitui, and he stroked the fire. Shapidami. So this Gemara is the makar for lighting the fire. So like this, that if the Yisrael lights the fire and the goy bakes it, it's mutter. If the goy lights the fire and the Yisrael puts it in, it's mutter. And that we already saw before, the gom Yav Yisrael is mutter. Then you have a case where the goy put it in and lit the fire, but the Yisrael came in the middle and helped it along. The halach is that it's good and it's not a problem b'shalakim. So the shaila is of pasakim, not shaila of pasakim. Who are pas over here? Shaila is help for b'shalakim. Zok the Ran says, "Miu dafka v'pas fishesgiris atanur malachim yechedes by." When it comes to the past, lighting the tanner has a special element. It's a hard thing to do. Avashat tafshilim loy. Other tafshilim to cook something is not a big deal, and therefore lighting the fire is nothing. And therefore, Mashma, he says, that Adlokas HaEsh B'lechud Lo Mahanim Chinkos V'Rashayim Mazal. And this is how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Mechaber Paskins, that lighting the fire is not enough. The Ramah holds it is enough. But the Shulchan Aruch holds not. Therefore, by Svardim, it's not enough if Yisrael lights the fire by Bishul Akum. By Pas Akum will help. By Bishul Akum will not help. And therefore, for someone who follows the Shulchan Aruch, like the Svardim, they have to have the Yisrael also places the food on the fire. It's not enough for the Yisrael to light the fire, because this din of lighting the fire only helps for the halachis of Pas Akum, but not Bishul Akum. Zog to Gemara Vayta. Dag Meliach. If you have a fish that the goy salted, is that called bishul or not? Because you know, meliach harei kurasech, it's like cooking. So is that mutter to eat or not? If a goy pickled a dog, is that mutter or not? Chizki yishar, v'yechon asar. Chizki is mutter, and v'yechon is asar. Why is chizki mutter? Because he holds that's not called bishul. V'yechon says, no, it is bishul. Another example, beitza tzeluya. If you roast the egg, is that bishul akum or not? So barakapar is shari, v'yechon asar. Now, why is barakapar say it's mutter? So Rashi says the reason is, since the oichel is inside the shell, so the guy never touched the food, that's why it's mutter. But the Ramban says the reason is because nechel chai deet chak, because you can eat the egg raw, that's why it's mutter. Rabbi Yechon also, we're passing it away, Rabbi Yechon also, either because nechel chai deet chak is not enough, or because it doesn't hold the svar that it's in a shell. It doesn't hold that svar. So Rabbi Yechon also, we pass like that. We're passing that by an egg, there is the issa bishul akum. Therefore, if a goita in the house makes an egg, it's also to eat, and the pots are tray, if you have to cash out the pots. He also Rav Dimi Omar Echad Dag Meliach Echad Beitzes Sluya Chizkiyah Barakaparo. Sorry, he puts both names on both halachas. That's Dai Dag Meliach and Beitzes Sluya both Mutter Kund Chizkiyah Barakaparo. Rav Yechon holds that it's also again. He holds this is a problem. Bishul Akum. Rav Chia Parva Ikla Lebei Reish Galusa. Rav Chia Parva went to the house of Reish Galusa. Amrulei, they asked him. They asked Rav Chia Beitzes Sluya Maya. You allowed to eat a beitza that was saluya, that was roasted, I dare go. You don't pass like one against two, so we pass and that's mutter. That's what Rav Chia wanted to say. Rav Zvid was there in front of Rav Shlusha, says, no, don't listen to him. That it's Osir. The man said, Rav Shlusha was not happy with Rav Zvid. Ashkua Naguta Dechala, they gave him this drink of chaymitz that was poisonous. V'noch nafshe, and he died. And the someone first of all, swear, wow, the race booster killed him for this. But I mean, the punch nothing more sounds like that's what happened because he wanted to ask for something. Tanur Rabbanan, hakafrisim is a type of caper fruit. Vakaflutois is leeks. Vametalia, we'll see in the more time what it is. Vachamin is water, hot water. Vakaloyois and these sweet kernels. Shalahem from goyim amutarim. There's no problem of bishul akum by these things. Why? Because kafrisim are nechel chai, kaflutas leeks also are nechel chai, chamin also is nechel chai, but Rashi is a different reason. Rashi says, because it's not mishtanam or briyosam they are, and kaloya is also Rashi's mefarish, asloy mishtanu, because Rashi holds that when the Gemara said before, karas macht v'alma, but we still use that rule, that has to be mishtanu ayidei are. Beitza tzuluya, and it says in the Brisa further, beitza tzuluya is asura. A roasted egg is aser. The problem is shakum. Shemen, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Mezdina, Nimno Lava Etiru, and they're matter it. Now, what is exactly Metalia that had in this price that said that's mutter? Tanya, he, I'm Metalia, he, Peshalia, he, Shias, my Shias. What is this? So, I'm Rabbi Chan, I'm Rabbi Yechon, on how a bomb is tuned off the Kayov to the Mitzrayim. It's already 40 years since I heard a story from a tribe how to make this shiasa. But Rabbi Barachana, the day Omar, Hashisan Shnim, the Nafakai of the Mitzrayim. It's already 60 years since the story of how to make this came out of the tribes. Now, one says 40 years, one says 60 years. So the answer is, it's just how many years, where they're holding today. The Mitzrayim Achleikis. Everyone's talking about their how old they are, and that was the last time they heard about. They heard this idea how to make this shiasa. So what do you do? How do you make this shiasa? Maisu bizra the carpus. So they brought seeds from carpus, either celery or cress seeds, or bizra the kitna is flax seeds, and bizra shavilta is fenugreek seeds. But tarli about the other b'shuri, and they soak them together in b'shuri's lukewarm water. Shavkulei ad the makabel, and left it there until it starts to grow. U'maisi chash b'chayati, they took a brand new barrel, only might filled the barrel with water. Tarbei gargishta, and they soaked mud or clay in this barrel. Madikim bay, and they attach the seeds to the clay, and it becomes like it grows from there. And then va'ayin lebe bani. Then the people that entered into the bathhouse, at the Nafkin, they came out so quickly, malavli. By the time they came out of the bathhouse, the seeds already were starting to grow. And they ate them. And this is very good for coming out of the bathhouse. And they become cooled off from their hair on the heads until their toenails are on the feet. So it helped for that. Akapanim, that's exactly what Shi'asa is, and the reason why it's allowed to be eaten, not proper Shi'akim, is because of Nechel Chai. That's the reason, because it's one of these things that Nechel Chai. Now, Zotik Mara Vaiter, Mara says that Om Ravashi, Omli Rab Chanina Milim, that it doesn't make sense, this thing. This whole thing is a made-up story, because it's impossible for something to grow so quickly. Walk out of the bathhouse, it grows. But Omli Rab Milim, some say, maybe it's possible, but it happens with Kishuv. So, and the chiddush over here is that even though you cooked it up with hot water, it's still smutu again because it's nechel chai. You see, it went into poshim ready. It's nechel chai. Tana banan unta b'raisa. Ha kusbin shel v'chavim. This is a certain type of date. Rashi says soil so tomorrow. It's the waste from the dates. Shiasim v'shecher. That you make beer out of it, and then afterwards you want to eat this. Now this was from a goy. Shulchan mucham v'yarek da'ilo. That it was, if it was boiled, they used to make this after they took these sediments out of the beer. It was dates, leftover dates, and the way they made the dish is by cooking it. So it depends which pot the guy cooked it in. If you're allowed to eat it, if you cooked it in a big pot, also v'yorgdalas mutter. What's the pshat? Because in a big pot, we are worried maybe you put a dover tummy into it. That's why I guess the derech was to put some kind of dover tummy into it. And therefore, it's awesome. A small, you're not worried put a dover tummy into it. Beis Yerikhtana, what's small enough that you're not worried about dover tummy? Anything that's small enough that this tiny bird called a drawer cannot go inside it. So then that is something that's considered a small pot. Maybe cut up the bird and put it in. So just because the whole bird doesn't fit in, but if its opening is big enough for a piece of meat to fall in, may I put in a piece of meat? So tomorrow it's so small. So small, even the head of a drawer, which is mamish tiny, can't fit in. So it's so tiny, there's no chashash to put a meat in, and therefore it's not a problem. Bring more tanya, both are mutter. Like Kasha, Hakaman Nes Tam V'Gam Aser, Hakaman Dov Nes Tam V'Gam Mutter. The answer is like this: we're not choishes really that you cooked meat together with this sediment. You worry that you use this pot originally for meat, but it's Eina Ben Yoima. If it's Eina Ben Yoima, then it's Nes Tam V'Gam. So the beer machlek is like this: the first price says a big pot's a problem, not because you're worried to put the meat into this mixture. We're worried it was a pot that was used for meat, and a small pot not because you can't fit any meat into it. But the other brides are always both on mutter. You know why? Because even if they used it for meat, it's no stam of kam, and it's mutter. It's the stam keli is eina ben yoimai, and therefore since it's eina ben yoimai, it's mutter. Actually, Rashi over here says that overnight is enough. Rashi says, we've got hufak taima v'nifsa belina, that lina is enough. It's a big machleik, it's what's called eina ben yoimai. It has to be 24 hours, or lina alone, overnight alone enough to make it eina ben yoimai. Rashi's sheet is that lina is enough. Zog to Gemara. I'm Rav Sheshes. Hi, Mishcha Shlika D'Aramayasi. Let a boy cooked oil from the Aramay, which are Goyim. And he says, it's Aser. You're not allowed to buy it. Hi, Mishcha Shlika D'Aramayasi, Aser. You're not allowed to buy cooked oil from a Goy. The Shah is, why? I'm Rav Safra L'May Nechashto. What's the Chash? Even Shemaruve, if you're worried that he's mixed into it wine. Mr. Sorry. The oil will get ruined from the wine. Wine is not good for this oil, so there's no tzadi to that. If you worry about akum, oil's nechel chai. See, if you cook, that shouldn't be a problem. And if you're worried about the keli, that the bleas in the keli, the absorbing the keli will come out into the oil. It's afgam. First of all, it's eina ben yoimai. Second of all, it does not taste good. This meat taste from the walls don't taste good in oil. So therefore, either way, if Safra argues, holds its mutter, there is no problem. Zotmar boy mene Rav Asi, they asked Shav and Rasi, Hani Ahini Shlika Daramai. My, these goyim, the Armenians, what about the cooked dates? So it works like this. Choyli, here it sounds like the chash was that they put wine into it, I think. That was a chash. Choyli Sabayalach, the sweet ones are Pashat, the Vadei Shari. Why? Because, so here we're saying, no, that's the next one. This is what I was saying. Als nechel chai. This is what I was saying. Als nechel chai. Choyle is where I'm sukin vade sharu dim shum shum nechel chai. Yeah, like this. You're cooking up these cooked dates of the goyim. You want to eat these cooked dates from the goyim. So the Gemara is like this: Choylos abayir loch. The sweet ones is not a shayla. The vade shari vade. It's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because it's nechel chai. Meriri, the bitter ones are not nechel chai. You can't eat it raw. Lois abayir loch. The vade also. Vade is also because it's not edible chai. Therefore, it's a problem. I guess we're saying it's oilah shochem alochem. Kis abayir loch. What's the shayla mitziyoyi? When it's in between. My, what's the halacha? Is that considered nechel chai or not? Basically, it's nechel chai de tchak. Is that enough? We said before that we paskin by an egg, even though it's nechel chai de tchak, it's usher. So here, the same type of shiloh. If it's nechel chai, if you eat it raw, de tchak, is that enough? Amalei, my tabarilchu. The Rebbe also, Rebbe raised that it's also. Who's that? Manu Levi, that's Levi. So about it is also because nechel de tchak is not called nechel chai. The next Gemara is the Gemara that says about adding some mechayimim to it. Yeah, shishisav. The law, what's the law of shishisa? Is that mutana? What's shishisa? Shishisa is some kind of food that's made from flour, and sometimes they put into this flour some kind of chaymis. They put in a vinegar, which is also vinegar. Vinegar is also, but it's two type of shishisa, either made out of wheat or made out of lentils. So much like this. Rav shishisa Rav Shari Avud Shmuel Velevi Aser Avud Shmuel Velevi holds Aser. Now I'm going to explain like this: Bechitivis Ari, if it's made out of wheat or barley, Kulam Lepik the Shari is definitely mutter because they don't add vinegar to this mixture. But Tavka Dochala, if it's made out of shishisa of lentils with vinegar, Kulam Lepik the Aser because it has vinegar in it. What's the Machlekes Kipligi with Tavka Demaya? Shishisa made out of water, not vinegar. Made out of lentils together with water, not vinegar. The geyser, any type of lentil shishisa, any type of lentil porridge, because you can get mixed up with the lentil porridge that has vinegar in it. Masava, which is rav, holds mutter legazrinam. That's one version. You can have another version, sounds like this. But tafri de maya, if it's shishisa with water, everyone's osir. Kulam le pikid osir. Why? Because he's definitely getting mixed up with lentils with vinegar. Kipligi, what's the machlek? It's pchitiv, sorry. By wheat and barley. Masav, gzira, ataha. Some say the geyser is this, otu, this. Which means the geyser, wheat and barley, otu, the lentils. Masav, legas, you're not geyser. And that's the machlek over here. And the Gemara ends off that you mentioned here, the two types of shishisa we'll find in the pasuk such idea. Amarav, trei minisha, shadar, barzilai, hagelod, le David. David was running away from Avshalom, and ran all the way to the Eva Hayarden, because he was scared of Avshalom, and Barzilai Geladi sent David food. What did he send him? He sent him, the Chassid says in the Pasuk, Mishkov Vasapois Kli Yitzer, V'chitav Serem Kemach V'kli Pool. He sent him Mishkov, that's beds, and Vasapois is bowls, Kli Yitzer, a different type of pottery, then it says Chitim Serem, wheat, barley, Kemach, flour, V'kali, then it says a pool of Adosh V'kali, it's Kali twice. So the Kali is referring to two type of Kali, one Kali made out of lentils, and one Kali made out of wheat. These are two type of shishisa, two type of porridge, as already mentioned in the pasuk. Zotik Mara at the end over here, v'hashto hudika mafki tons of shugadari. These days we see baskets and baskets of shishisa in the markets of Nardoi, and we're not worried about it. We're not worried about the iser that luchara zegzera made zegzera out to the these are obviously wheat ones, but zegzera out to the lentil ones. But less the chosel of Ruzmulevi, no one is chosesh for the Avud Shmuel and Levi, and they buy shishisa. You have to know what we're talking about. We're talking about here tafachi de maya, lentils that are in water, or it means chitim asarim. Pashas means chitim asarim. What we're saying is that chitim asarim is not a problem to buy. We're not geyser, otu, the ones that are lentils that are put into vinegar.